Today's Shir is Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Tes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuf Mem Ches Amid Beis at the Mishnah. We had learned earlier in our Masechta, the Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem Tes had taught us that the Pasuk in Yeshayo says regarding Shabbos, the Chibaratai, we should show special cover to Shabbos. And the Pasuk says, Mimtza Cheftzacha V'da B'dover. And we learned, on Shabbos, we're not allowed to speak like we speak during the week. That we're not allowed to do business on Shabbos, even on something that there's no melacha involved. And as we explained, the reason is because if you're going to begin speaking about mundane matters, and you're going to begin doing different transactions which are technically permissible on Shabbos, you may come to do melacha on Shabbos. And the Gemara, as we will see in today's shir, teaches us, included in this iser, is that one may not read shtori hejoitis, regular documents on Shabbos. One reason is because those documents involve business, they involve mekach hamemka, they speak about different business transaction, and as we've learned, business is also on Shabbos. And the other reason is that somebody who reads those business documents on Shabbos, it's obvious that Shabbos, he's thinking about his business, and therefore, even though hearer is mutter, one could technically think about mundane matters on Shabbos. It's only mutter where it's not obvious that that is what I am doing. But in such a situation where I'm looking at these types of documents, it's usur because it's obvious that I'm not thinking about Shabbos on Shabbos. Others say, as we're going to see in our Gemara, that the Rambam says it, that the concern is Sheva Yimchoik, that if we're going to allow you to look at these documents on Shabbos, you may come to race. And of course, racing is also on Shabbos. Another pshat that some Rishonim suggest is that the Isser is because of Muksa, these documents, since they don't serve any proper Shabbos purpose, are all considered Muksa. So now the Mishnah begins. Mina Adam is Orchov Ves Paparoisa Mipiv. A person who Baruch Shem has guessed, he could count the guests that he's going to have. He could look, he could count the food that he's going to serve. He could think about them. Avloy menaksav. He may not look at a document to make to figure out and to see all about his guest on Shabbos. But that means only looking at a piece of paper, but thinking about it is permissible. Mapas adam mebonov b'nei beisav el shulchan. A person who has his family at the table on Shabbos is allowed to make lots, like make a goyrel to decide who should get which food. But he may not intend to purposely give this one a bigger piece and this one a smaller piece. And the reason is because of mekach hamemkar. If it's not all the same types of pieces of food that he's dividing, so it looks like business, by this one getting a larger one and this one getting a smaller one. Matilin chaloshen al kachim b'yontif. The kahanim could cast lots for the kabbonis that were geshachten on yontif to give out portions. Avloy al amonos, but not for the portions, which means what was, and Mar will explain, but it means what was slaughtered in yontif, that you're allowed to serve, that you're allowed to do on Shabbos and Yontif. But what was done before Yontif may not be done. Why may we do it? So the Rambam says, because it shows chivuv mitzvah. It's a chivuv mitzvah that everybody wants a portion of the kabbonis. Another pshat that I saw is that they wanted to keep it fair. And the only way they could keep it fair is by dividing it by lot. So what didn't have to be done on Shabbos may not be done. What can be done on Shabbos, what could not have been done before Shabbos may be done on Shabbos on Yontif. So our Gemara begins. The Mishnah halacha, first halacha that we discussed was that one may not look at a piece of paper to decide to look at his guest and to look at his menu. And the Gemara wants to know my tama. Why indeed may this not be done? It says the Gemara, Bibi Omar Gzera Shimchik. Chazal were concerned that if you're going to look at this piece of paper, you may come to a race. You may decide that I don't want to invite this guest, I don't want to serve this dish, and Chas v'Sham, you may come to a race. Abai Omar Gzera Shem Yikub Shtari Ajoitis. You may come to look at Shtari Ajoitis, was as we discussed at the beginning of a shir on Shabbos, one may now look at the Shtarei Ajoitis. Now the Rishonim make a very important point. Let's talk about Shtarei Ajoitis. The Isser of looking at Shtarei Ajoitis is only an Isser Midrabbanan. And we know that throughout Shas that we don't make a Gzeira L'Gzeira. And over here we're learning that we're making a Gzeira L'Gzeira. So the Rishonim explain that Chazal understood that once we will allow you to look at Shtarei Ajoitis, there's a concern that you're going to look at, if we're going to let you to look at this piece of paper that has on it your guest and your menu, you're going to look at Shtarei Ajoitis. Because Chazal were concerned, read the words of the Rishonim, Lule Gzera Zu, if we won't have this Gzera, like Tiskayim HaGzeira Shtarei Ajoitis. Chazal were concerned if we won't have this Gzeira in place, that Gzeira won't remain in place as well. And truthfully, the Rishonim say, the same applies when we speak about the Gzeira of Shema Yimchaik. Because when we think about Shema Yimchaik, it's also the same. Even if somebody will erase, we learned earlier that the only time there's an Isser of Mechika is Mechika Amnas Lichtoiv, if you're erasing with the intention of writing. Here I'm just erasing. I'm not doing it with the intention of writing. So why is it Osir? Again, we see from here that sometimes Chazal make Gzeiris even when it's considered a Gzeira L'Gzeira. So here we learned a very important halacha that we're not allowed to read a menu. We're not allowed to look at our guest list on Shabbos or Yontif. We know that many people are lenient in this halacha. So the Mishnah Brura says two heterim. One heterim is only the person who's, this is his party. If it's his party, by him, we have to be more machmer. But let's say he has a waiter or somebody who just works for him, we could be more lenient. Specifically, because the Suda Shabbos is a Suda Mitzvah, and we could maybe be a little more lenient, the Mishnah Brura suggests, by a Suda Mitzvah. Also, another psak that I saw that the Paiskim are a little more lenient is if we look at it with two people together, as we've learned many times in this Masechta, when we have a situation of shtaim shasua, of two people doing something together, mit griya hadadi, they each remind each other, and if they're going to remind each other, then we could be a little more lenient. So our Gemara just taught us a very important halacha, of shtari hajoitis, that one is not allowed to look at Shabbos documents that are not relevant to Shabbos. The question is, how far does this gezeira go? There's machloikis, Rambam and Ramban, and Rajbo. The Rambam says that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to look even at Sifrei Refuah. They're not Shtarei Ajoitis. They're books that teach us medicine. They teach us very important science. But still, on Shabbos, says the Rambam, included in the Gzeira of Shtarei Ajoitis is that one should not look at those books of medicine. The Ramban and the Rajba disagree, and they say only business documents are included in Shtarei Ajoitis. These aren't business documents, and therefore we could be more lenient. In fact, the Beis Yosef in Siman Shin Zayin quotes a Tshuvas HaRajba that one could look at a telescope on Shabbos, Because looking through a telescope to see the sky, the stars, the constellations, is all included in the Sifrei Refuah. And the Darkei Moshe says that according to the Rambam, that one is not allowed to study all these books on Shabbos, says the Darkei Moshe that all these books would therefore be considered a muksa. As I said earlier, the Shulchan Aruch Rav teaches us that in any way that it's noticeable, even though the halacha is that a hearer is mutter, just thinking is mutter on Shabbos, but where it's obvious that what I'm thinking about is business, then even though it's just thinking, it's mutter. Says the Gemara. My benayu. So the Gemara gave us two reasons why we have to be careful not to look at these documents on Shabbos, these list of guests and portions on Shabbos. One is because of Shema Yimchoik, and one is Gzeri Shema Yikra B'Shtori Ajoitis. Ask the Ramai Benayu, what's the nafkamina between these two pshatim? And says the Gemara, the Ikka Benayu, the Kosva, Kosva Midli, where it's lit and high up on the wall. L'mandom is Shema Yimchoik, according to the mandom that's concerned that you may come to erase it. So there we don't have to be concerned that you're going to erase it. Because by the time, Loich Hashem, by the time you get to the top of the wall to erase it, you will remember it's Shabbos. However, Lamanda Omer Shem Yikra, the Chazal didn't want you to read Shtore Ajoitis, so it doesn't make a difference where they are, Chashinen, that concern remains. Ask the Gemara, Lamanda Omer Shem Yimchoik, according to Lamanda Omer that's concerned that you may come erase, so that indeed is not always applicable. But ask the Gemara, why isn't he also concerned, Nechesh, why isn't he equally concerned for Shem Yikra? Vesu, ask the Gemara, Shem Yimchoik Loich Hashinen, is it true that if something is high up on the wall, we don't have to worry? Vatanya, we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, Layikra Lara Ner, on Shabbos, one may not look, read by candlelight, as we learned, because Chazal were concerned, Shemayata, that you may come to tilt the candle to be able to read better. Vamarava, I feel Gvayish Dei Koimis, even the lamp is double the height of your height. I feel Gvayish Dei Mados, even if it's the height of two ox yokes, I feel Asar Batu Gabazazah, it's 10 stories tall, the loch is La Yikra. Because once Chazal made a Gzeira, the Gzeira remains under all circumstances. So why over here would it make a difference? If Chazal were concerned, they should be concerned even if the writing is on high up on the wall. Says the Gemara, Aleika Benayu, the Kasva Kaisel, it's on the wall, but it's low on the wall. L'mandam Hashem Yimchoik, according to Mandam, says that you're concerned that you may erase it. So here, certainly, since it's so accessible, Chashina, we need to be concerned that you may erase it. However, L'mandam Hashem Yikra, according to Mandam, that says the concern is you may come to read it, Loi Chashinan, we need not be concerned. The reason we need not be concerned is because Guda Bishtara, a wall and a piece of paper, Loi Michlef. And therefore, according to the Mandama, that's concerned with Shema Yimchaik, it applies. According to the Mandama that's concerned about Shtari Ajaitis, we need not be concerned. Ask the Gemara, or the Mandama Shema Yikra, according to Mandama that says that we're concerned that you may come to read it, why isn't he also concerned? And here, therefore, we need not be concerned, but why isn't he indeed concerned? Why isn't he concerned that you may erase? Says the Gemara. So therefore, that can't be the nafkamina. Elik v'nayu, the chayik atavla pinskas, where the list is engraved on a board or on a tablet. L'manda am Hashem yimchayk. So there's no mechika on an engraved object. Loich hashinin. We need not be concerned. Because they're not, something which is engraved is not easy to erase. And therefore, before he erases it, he'll realize it's Shabbos. However, the Mandam is Shema Yikra. According to Mandam that's concerned with Shema Yikra, Chashirin, we need to be concerned that if you're going to lead this list, you may come to read Shtarei HaYoytis. Ask the Gemara, Mandam is Shema Yimchaik, the same question, why is he not concerned for Lecha Shema Yikra? V'chi Teima, and if you'll tell me, Talvo Pinchas, that something that's written on this tablet and board, Bishtar Lai Mechlev, people won't confuse the two, Ask the Gemara, Vatanya, have we not learned a braisa? Mina Adam, a person and child could count, kam b'fnim, kam b'chutz. He's allowed to make the seating arrangements. Who's going to sit in this dining room? Who's going to sit outside, not in the dining room? The common monos how many portions is he going to give to every guest? Miksav shagaba koisel, right from writing on the wall. Avla miksav shagaba tabla pinchas, not from something written on a tablet on a board. Ask the Gemara. Hey chidami, what does the price mean? Ilayma. The kesef mikhtav that they were written in ink, mashnahachi. What's the difference if it's on the wall or in a tablet? In both cases, since it's written in ink, we need to be concerned that somebody's going to erase it. Alive, it's talking about a case, the chayik, where it wasn't just written with ink, it was engraved. Bektani, miksav shalgaba kaisel. One could read something that's on the wall, avloi miksav shagaba tavla, not on the board or the tavla. The Bryce is teaching us that reading from a board or a tablet, even if it's an engraved, is asur, because we're obviously concerned that even though there is no concern for Shema Yimchaik, because they're engraved, not written, but there is a concern of shtar hajaitis. So the Gemara goes back to its original question. The Gemara gave two reasons why you're not allowed to look at the list. Either because of Shema Yimchaik, either because of Shema you may come to reach Shtar HaJoitis. Ask the Gemara, what's the Nafkamina? El Olam, it's talking about the difference is the cost of a Kaisa Midli, when it's high up in the world. We ask the question, or the Kakash L'Chirava, but we ask the question that Rava taught us at the beginning of the Masechta that when Chazal make Gzeira, they don't make the Gzeira is the Gzeira under all circumstances. And just like when they said you're not allowed to read by the light of a candle, Chazal didn't differentiate if the candle is high up or not high up. So here too, Chazal ought not to differentiate if the list is high up on the wall or not high up on the wall. With the Kashalach Revi, the Rabbi Tanahi, the question, rabbis, that halacha, the rabbi told us that we don't differentiate if it's high or not, is actually machlokes tanoim. The Tanya, as we learned in a braisa, mina anamis archvas paparoisa mipiv, a person could count and think about his guest and their portions with his mouth, with his head, avloim anaksav, not from a paper. Ravacha mata biksav shagaba kaisel. Ravacha says you can look at it if it's on the wall. So now ask the question, hechidami. Ilema the ksimatata, if it's written low on the wall, lecha shema yimchaik, why are we not concerned that he's going to erase it? El lav, the cost of a midli, when it's high up on the wall. And obviously Rav Acha's concern is because of erasing. And erasing, you don't have to worry when it's high up on the wall. Shema mina, the rabba, this halacha, the rabba taught us that you're not allowed to look at candle, you're not allowed to read by candlelight, even if it's high up. Actually, it's a machlokes tanoim. Some tanoim say if it's usur, it's always usur. Some tanoim, however, hold it's not always automatically usur, and that's going to be the nafkamina. But there's still a question. The Gemara asked that even in a situation where we need not be concerned about Shema Yimchaik, which the Gemara now is indeed saying that when it's high up on the wall, we need not be concerned about Shema Yimchaik, but we still, why are we not concerned about Shtar HaJoitis? Say the Rishonim, the Gemara already said that we don't have to worry about that, because nobody is going to confuse Shtar HaJoitis that are high up on the wall with Shtar HaJoitis, with writing high up on the wall with Shtar HaJoitis. So even if you're worried about Shtar HaJoitis here, you don't have to worry. The only issue is, do you have to worry about Shema Yimchaik? And as we're saying, that's Machloikus Tanoim. Says the Gemara, Vahani Tanoim, this Machloikus Tanoim is similar to a different Machloikus Tanoim. The Tanya, Ein Roim B'mar B'Shabbos. We're not allowed to look in a mirror on Shabbos, because Chazal were concerned that if you look in a mirror on Shabbos, you may come to cut your hair on Shabbos. And Rameyer Matir B'mara Kavu B'Koysel. Rameyer says that you're allowed to look at a mirror that's attached to the wall. And the question is, Mashna b'kaisel, hakfu b'kaisel. What's the difference if the mirror is attached to the wall or not? The answer is, da'ad ha'chi v'chi, until you realize that you want to groom your hair, you're going to remember. So what's the difference? She'ena kvu nami. So what's the difference if it's attached to the wall or not attached to the wall? If till you'll go get the scissor, you'll remember. Ada hachi v'hachi nami mitka. So now the Rishonim asked the question. But isn't there a din of la yibush geva simlas isha that man is not allowed to beautify himself like a woman? So how could the Gemara speak about looking at a mirror? How's a man allowed to look in a mirror? So because of that, some Rishonim indeed explain that our Mishnah is not, the our Gemara is not speaking about men. It's speaking about women. Women may look in a mirror, and the Gemara is teaching us, but they may not look in a mirror on Shabbos. Others explain that if it's, the Ran says this, that if the minig hamakom, if in this place men look in mirror just like women, there's no isha lo silbash when a man looks in the mirror. The Shulchan Gebayrim says that the halacha is that somebody who's korov l'malchus, somebody who's in an important position and comes in contact with important people and always has to look put together, there's a lot of look in a mirror, and that's who we're speaking about. But again, Ramea, the Tanakhama says you're not allowed to look at a mirror. We could understand the opinion of Tanakhama, because Tanakhama is concerned that if you're going to look in the mirror, you may come to cut your hair, which obviously is Asur on Shabbos. But Ramea says there's a difference if the mirror is attached to the wall or not. What's the difference? Answers the Gemara. We're talking about a metal mirror. Ukrav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua. Dom Rav Nachman Amar Baravua. Neima Amar Marisha Matchas Asura. Why did they say you're not allowed to look in that type of a mirror? Nesha Adam Osul Hashi by Nimim Adol Dolim. It was a very interesting mirror. The mirror was used to, it was metal and was sharp, and therefore they could use the mirror itself to cut the hair. And therefore we understand Rameyer. If the mirror is attached, so nobody can use that mirror to cut their hair. Until he goes to get a scissor, he'll remember Shabbos. However, if the mirror is unattached, we're not concerned. We're concerned that he'll do it 1, 2, 3 before he'll realize that it's Shabbos. The Tanakhama, however, says that all mirrors are asur. But why indeed are all mirrors asur? If it's an attached mirror, isn't there a consideration, like Ramea just taught us, that till you go get the scissor, you'll realize it's Shabbos? Obviously, the opinion of Tanakhama is that when Chazal made Gzeira, they make Gzeira across the board without differentiating this yes and this not. The same by the writing. If you're not allowed to look at a list, the Tanakhama will hold you're never allowed to look at a list, no matter where on the wall it is. And the same by reading by Lor Haner, the Tanakhama will say you're never allowed to look, read by yourself, Lor Haner on Shabbos, whether the candle is high up or not. Tanabon. So now the Gemara goes further into the halacha of what we're allowed to read or not allowed to read on Shabbos. So says the Brisa, Ksav, Hamahalach, Tachs Hatsuris, or Tachs Hatsuris. There are captions that are many times written under a picture or under a sculpture, also across the Shabbos. One may not read them on Shabbos. With the yukna atzma, and what about looking at the sculpture itself? Apachol also l'stakaba. You're not allowed to look at that even during the week. B'shem shenemar al tifnu al alilim. But the question of the Gemara is that al tifnu al alilim refers that we're not allowed to chas v'sholem work look at avodah zarah. This is not avodah zarah. Amar Rav Chanan. So Rav Chanan says that the pasuk is coming to teach us al tifnu kel midatchem, al tifnu el midatchem. Don't waste your time thinking about things that aren't relevant to avodas Hashem. So the Magen Avraham says that the iser is only histaklus, paying close attention, but riyah, just reading them. This is a chapter regarding the Hilchos Shabbos element. The Magen Avraham in Simen Shin Zayin Sifkot Nechav Gimel is lenient. So the Rashi explains that what pshat in this Gemara, that person is not supposed to look at anything in the world only if it's going to help him in his avodas Hashem. So if I look at a painting, if I look at something and it helps me understand the greatness of Hashem, He curated such wonderful painter. If it's a scenery and it shows what a beautiful world Hashem has created, then we may look at it. Otherwise, we may not look at it. Taking Hashem out of our mind, says the Ritva, is something that we may not do. So Taisus says that the Yukna Atma Apachalos, so Taisus Devei Maskel, said that's referring to a situation where the sculpture was made L'Shem Avodah Zarah. But if it's not made L'Shem Avodah Zarah, Taisus says you're allowed to look at it. And Taisus says a very nice raya. He says that the Gemara in Masecht Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, calls the Tanner of Yosef ben Tzmai Benon Shel Kedoshim. Why was he called the Benon Shel Kedoshim? So Gemara says, the Leistakel B'tzurso D'Zuza. He never looked at the money, at the engraving on the coin. Says Taisus that if no one's allowed to look at that engraving, what makes him into a Benon Shel Kedoshim? The fact that he wasn't made, that only he didn't look at it, means that everybody else looked at it. And why is everybody else allowed to look at it? Because it's not considered, and if it's not made L'Shem Avodah Zarah, it's not considered Osir. And Ramosha, in the Shas Tshuvas Egros Moshe Yerodei Chelik Aleph Simen Samech Tes, uses this to discuss there are people who collect stamps or do business with stamps. And in many countries, Ramosha says, people have a cross on the stamp. And the question is, why are you allowed to do business with such stamps? And why are you allowed to collect those stamps that they have a cross on them? So Ramosha says, using the Svara that Taisvis just taught us, the cross that's put on that stamps weren't meant L'Shem Avodah Zarah. And Taisus just taught us that the only time there's an Isser is when it's meant L'Shem Avodah Zarah. If it's not meant L'Shem Avodah Zarah, it's not Osir. Ramosha says one more point. He says, what is a stamp supposed to be used for? He says a stamp is supposed to be used to put it on an envelope and then it'll be thrown into the garbage. So obviously, it's not meant to be something of covet, because that's not what stamps are made for, and therefore we could be more lenient. We learned in the Mishnah, Mavis Adam and Bonov, a person can make a goyrel, cast lots with his children and people of his household. So we learn from here, says the Gemara, in Bonov and Bnei Beisai in, only with family members, but not with anybody else. My Tama, why may you not do so? Says the Gemara of Yehuda Mishmul. Damar Yehuda Mishmul, Bnei Chabura HaMakbidim Zalzeh. If you have people who are part of one group, and they're particular about everything. Ivrim, on Shabbos and Yontov, they could come to many different Averas. They could come to the Avera of Midah. They could come to measure. So if they're very particular when they're sharing something, they may measure what I'm getting is exactly the right size compared to what you're getting. Meshameshkel, or we may come to weigh. The halacha is that we're going to weigh nobody should get any more than the next person. Mishum minyan, or we may count. And again, the halacha is that you're allowed to count, but you're not allowed to count in a way that looks like business. But let's say everybody's getting 100 nuts. So to say, I got 60, you owe me another 40, that's usur. Or mishum lav and a pirin. Or if they don't get the exact same amount, you're going to come back to doing lav and a pirin. And as we learned in our previous year, if you borrow or lend something on Shabbos, it has to be in a very specific way, how it's articulated. You only could use, as we learned in the Mishnah before, hashileni, you can't use the word halveni. I saw that the Paiskim say that in our world, where there isn't such a strong distinction like there is in Lashon Kodesh between Hashileni and Aveni, you have to always use the word tenu, give, because otherwise it's osur. So all these isurim you could be over on Yontif. And as we learned the opinion of Hillel in yesterday's shir, af mishum ribis, because we learned according to Beis Hillel in yesterday's shir, that if I lend you a loaf of bread, and then by the time you pay me back that loaf of bread, the value goes up. So it turns out that you're paying me back a loaf that's worth more than what I lent you. So I'm getting more than I lent you. That's ribis according to Beis Hillel. So again, if it's people that aren't particular with each other, then it doesn't make a difference because you gave me back a little more, you gave me back a little less. I don't really care. But if we're makbid at each other, so I do care. If I do care, then the amount that you gave me extra is going to be, you're going to be over ribis according to Beis Hillel, even though it wasn't prearranged. So the way most Rishonim learn this Gemara, they learn that these halachas only apply by people who are makbidim, who are careful with each other. People who are not careful with each other, these halachas would not apply. There are Rishonim, however, I saw, say that all people, because there are individuals who are makbidim, and therefore always you have to be careful. There's a different pshat that I saw that Ritva suggests. Ritva says that this is not only halacha on Shabbos and Yontif. This halacha could be during the week as well. If I'm not careful, so we're not so makbid with each other. But if we're talking about people who are so particular with each other, so then the Torah says, L'sasa ova b'mishpat, you have to be very careful not to cheat somebody else. So if we don't care about each other, so obviously we can't come to be cheating each other. But if it's a situation that we care, we could come to such a veira as well. Yochi, ask the Gemara, so if that's the concern, so why are family members an exception? Answers the Gemara, Bona b'nei beis hanatama. Reason we don't have to be concerned by family members is because of Yehuda Merav. Damar of Yehuda Merav, Mutal Havas Bonav Bnei Beisa Beribis, you're allowed to lend on interest to your children. Today, Latimam Tam Ribis. You want your children to see the taste of Ribis, that how it feels to have to pay back more than you borrow. That's the Posh Pshat. Some Rishonim learn that you're allowed to borrow from your children on Ribis. Why? Because you want to teach your children the value of money. That money, investing money, could cause that you should have more money. And teaching your children the value of money, and because it's your children, you're Meichel. And because you're Meichel, it's not Ribbis. Ask the Gemara, if we're talking about children, Yochi, and therefore, and we're not particular with your family members, so then then you should be allowed to give small portion and big portion. It should all be mutter, says the Gemara, and a chanami. Family members, you could even do that. V'chsuri mechsura, and our Mishnah should be understood as follows. V'chitami. Mapas adam b'nei beisoi, a father with his family, al shulchan, who are sitting on the same table, afil monag doyla k'negim monag tana. One will get a larger portion, and one will get a small portion. My tama, why is this permissible? Rav Yehuda Amarav, like Rav Yehuda Amarav taught us, that b'nei beisoi in, that you're allowed to lend on interest with your family, and mecherim loy, my tama, with other, why not? Mona gedol magik tana, apachol acherim osa, my tama, mishum kuvya. You're not allowed to do it even during the week, because it's mesach b'kuvya. It's like doing gambling. Because why is gambling osa? So the Rishonim explain, because there's a rule in Shas, of a smachta lekanya, that if you do business and you didn't really mean it, that's considered an asmachta. When somebody gambles, he's only gambling because he's sure that he's going to win. Were he certain that he's going to lose, then he wouldn't have never gambled. So here too, the person who's taking the casting lots for bigger portions and smaller portions, the only reason he accepted to go into this Goyrel, into this lottery, was because he was certain that he's going to get the bigger portion. And when he didn't get the bigger portion, he's upset, and therefore it's considered like Mesachah B'Kuvya. Matil and Chaloshin, So we learned in Mishnah that the Kohanim can make Gairul on the Kabonis of Yontif, but not for Monis. Ask the Gemara, my Avaloy al Monis. What does the Mishnah mean, that they can or they can't? Answers the Gemara, Amar of Yaakov, Berei de Beis Yaakov, Bas Yaakov, Aloy al Monis Shalcha b'Yontif. On Kabonis that were done on Yontif, so those Kabonis could be divided by lottery, but not the Kabonis that were prepared before Yontif. Ask the Gemara, Pshita, you should have done it before Yontif. Answers the Gemara, Manatei Maholik Siv, B'amcha K'merivei Koin, the Koin sometimes are quarrelsome by nature, and therefore we want to avoid Machlaikis, and therefore even Kabonis that were brought before Yontif, I should be allowed to divide them on Yontif. That's why the Gemara teaches us, Kamash Melon, the Mishnah taught us, that from before Yontif you may not. The Pasuk teaches us that Achav and Yehoshaphat were sitting together. And Achav wanted to go to war, and Yehoshaphat did not want to go to war. And Achav brought 400 Nevi'im that said that you will be successful in the war. And because they said, and therefore Yehoshaphat should agree to go to war. But there was one Navi, and the Navi, his name was Michio ben Yamla. And he said, V'yoymelchein, Shema Dva Hashem. Risius Hashem, the Navi says, I saw Hashem, Yoshev al Kisei, sitting on his throne. V'chol tzvo Hashemayim, Oymer Olav, Miminoi u'milmailai. There were Melochim to his right and his left. Meminim refers to Melochim that say Schus. Mesmailai refers to Melochim that say Choyf. So says the Gemara after this introduction. Somebody who caused somebody else to be punished, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want such a person in his mechitza. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I saw, the Mefarshim explained, the Maral explains, is always Meichel. And somebody who doesn't have that ability to be Meichel, but rather causes that somebody else should be punished, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that person in his, near him. And I saw that the Chasam Sofer explains, that's why many people say every day when they at the end of the Shemana Esrei, V'lmakalalai nafshi sidon. A person is davening that even people who curse me and even people who cause me anguish, nafshi sidon, I should be quiet, I should be meichel them. Why? Because if I'm not, I didn't do anything wrong, they're the ones who are, so to speak, starting up with me. But if because of me they will be punished, if because of me they will be punished, I don't want, then I will be punished. And I don't want that should happen because of me. And therefore, the Ian Yaakov says that even if somebody does something bad to you, never be mispalel that that person should be punished. Because your tefillah may be answered. And if your tefillah is answered, it's going to be, you will cause that that person, that you will not, that will be in the mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Pasuk says, as we described, the Malachim are standing and deciding what they should do with this war that Achav wants to go to. Who's going to be the one to convince Achav that he should go to war and he will be killed? And there were different suggestions. V'yetzer ruach, and there's a spirit that comes. V'yam l'fnei Hashem, v'yoyma ani aftana, I will do it. V'yoyma etzei, v'yisa ruach shekem v'fi kol neviyof. So he says to him, I will go, this ruach says, I will go out, I will lie. V'yoyma tefat v'kam tufa, you'll be able to succeed to convince these 400 neviyim to tell Achav to go to war. Tzei v'asei kein. V'amrinan, and we explain my ruach. Who was this ruach? Amr Rabbi Yochanan is a ruach shel nevois. It's the ruach on the voice. The pasuk tells us that Achav wanted to buy a field that was owned by nevois, but nevois didn't want to sell it. So Achav told his wife Izebel, "This field that I want to buy, he doesn't want to sell me." So Izebel came up with a plan how to kill Nevois as being a Moed B'Malkus, as being a traitor, and then they could take his field. So even though, as the Mefarshim explained, Achav did a horrible Aveira, and Nevois was killed by Achav for no good reason. Still, Amar Rav Yochanan Zerucha Shal Nevois. Nevois is being punished. Might say, Amar Rav, Tzei Mechatzasi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want him near him, because you shouldn't want to do something bad to somebody else. And we see from here, I saw the Mefarshim point out, that even when he's already in the Olam HaEmes, somebody is already in the Olam HaEmes, still somebody who had that midah in this world, still could, there's some level, how they lived in this world, they live even the Olam HaEmes. Ask the Gemara, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want this Ruach near him is for a whole different reason. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Doivish Karm, Lo Yikal Neged Einai, and he said a lie that you'll prevail in the war, which wasn't true. El Mahacha, the Pasuk says, regarding Nebuchadnezzar, Savat the Koloi Mekovoid, Shesei Gam Atava Arl, you became satiated with shame, now with honor, you will drink from the person who didn't have a bris mila. Svat mekoy mekoved, zevuchenetzer. Shsei ga atav arl zetzit giyol. What does that mean? Nebuchadnezzar used to pick every day a different king to have homosexual relations with. And that was the day that Tzit Giyol was supposed to have it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes that the arla of Nebuchadnezzar extended 300 amma, and therefore he couldn't do it. But since Tzit Giyol was the one that caused that Nebuchadnezzar should be embarrassed, he also got punished. Ask the Gemara, Chada, the Kulakrab in Nebuchadnezzar, to say that part of the pasuk is talking about Nebuchadnezzar, and part of the pasuk is speaking about Tzit Giyol is difficult. Void Tzit Giyol was a tzaddik. Nebuchadnezzar wanted to do this horrible act. My Havala Mevid, what should he have done? It happened by itself. So why is there a issue with him? Ella mihacha. Gam anish letzadik letoiv, ein letoiv ella ra. A tzadik shouldn't cause that bad should happen to somebody else. V'ksiv kloy kel chafetz resha ata legurchara. Tzadik ata Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want anybody who is included in doing bad to someone else near him. Ask the Gemara, my mashma, the ay chaloshin, the lishna puruhu. How do we know that chaloshin means a lottery? The ksiv, eich nefalta mishmayim, hilal ben shachan, negatin oretz, cholish agoyim. How did it happen? The pasuk says, it refers to Nebuchadnezzar. How did you come down? Amar Rav of Melamed Shayimata Pur Agudeli Malchus. Nebuchadnezzar would do a girl every day. Lay the Ezer Ben Yohai Mishamishka Zohar, who will have to have homosexual relationships with him that day. V'ksiv, V'chom Malchi Goyim Kulam. Amar Rav Yochanan, when the Pasuk says, V'chom Malchi Goyim Kulam, Shochvu B'Kovet Ish B'Beisai, everybody was able to be, to rest in honor. Amar Rav Yochanan, what it means was, Shenachu M'mishka Zohar. When Nebuchadnezzar had his downfall, they all were able to breathe easier because they didn't have to worry about Nebuchadnezzar. Amar Rav Yochanan, Koyama Shalois Rasha. As long as Nebuchadnezzar was in power, Lenimtsa Schoik B'Pek Kalberia, no one could be happy. Shenem Enocha Shok D'Kol Oretz Patzchurina. That's when the world got happy. Mechal Dara Hashto, until now, Lo Havarina. V'am Rav Yitzchak, V'am Rav Yochanan, Os Lamed Ba'i Shalois Rasha. One can't, should not stand in the home of a Rasha, of that Rasha. The Shenem Osirim Rikidusham, the Shedim are there. I saw a wonderful story in the Sefer Or Chodosh. He says there was a person who always davened in a certain shul in Vilna. And one day, for whatever reason, he couldn't sit in his regular place. So he sat elsewhere, and he felt that his davening was so much better that day than it normally is. And he didn't understand why Baruch Hashem is my davening today so much better than normal. And he started to think and investigate, and he was told that the seat that he sat on was where the Gro used to daven when he davened in that shul. So just like our Gemara teaches us, where there are Rishoyim, it brings a Koyach HaTumah to that place, even after the Rosha is no longer there, so too, certainly, me the Toiv Merubim, me the Peronius, a place where there's a Tzaddik, the place where the Tzaddik is, the Kedusha remains there even if he's no longer there. V'ar Yudam Rav, B'shar Shabikish Eshter Rosha, Las Lois Tzaddikach, when the Nebuchadnezzar wanted to do the tzitzitkiyah, nimshcha, as we said earlier, nimshcha or losa shloish meis amma. V'mechzeres akal m'sibakula. They were all sitting in a party, and his orla circled the entire table. Shnema svat the kolam m'kovad, shesei gav atav oral. Oral, v'gematri shloish meis hava. V'amar v'yudam arav, b'shar shar ois rosh l'gehenim. When the Rosh Nebuchadnezzar ended up in Gehenim, Rasha kol yardei Gehenim. All of those that were in Gehenim trembled. Amru shema limshalayim hu ba. Now he's coming to prevail over us here in Gehenim. Shnemar gam atachlis kumana elena nimshalta. You came down like us. We're in Gehenim, and you're going to rule over us. Yotze baskal amra mamina amta rada v'hashkaves areilim. You can't in that place. You can't prevail over the anybody. So I saw, what's the difference? They're in Gehenim. So what's the difference if a Nebuchadnezzar is going to be there or not? Aren't they in Gehenim anyway? So the Ein Yaakov explains, the Pasuk says, we say it, Nipla no b'yad Hashem, b'yad Adam ala poilo. I'd rather be in the hands of Hashem than the hands of people. So even in Gehenim, they'd rather be in Hashem's hands, not in Nebuchadnezzar's hand. The Pasuk says, regarding the Nebuchadnezzar, Ech Shavas Noigesh, the presser has ceased, Shosamat Heva, the golden one stopped. Amar Yudam Arav, Shavsha Amazu Shamru, this nation which used to say, Medoid Vavi, bring, measure food, measure presents that you owe me, they no longer, and they used to take advantage of the entire world, no longer have that ability. Vikadamri, Shamar Ma'oid Ma'oid B'lai Mida. Bring without any measure, just everything you own, bring to me. Pasuk says, Uruba Yisera Saftali. Nebuchadnezzar, based on the dream that Daniel had, was for 7 years living like an animal. And then he came back. And the Pasuk says, Uruba Yisera Saftali. And when I came back to my monarchy, I got an extra greatness. What does that mean? Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Malamed shel Rokav al Ari Zocher. Nebuchadnezzar was able to ride on a male lion, the Kosher Tanim Baroshon, and he had a snake at the head. He was able to use the snake like a whip. The Kaim Mash Nemar that Daniel told him, Gamis Chasayich Sasod Nosati Loy Lovdoi, all of the animals of the world will be his servants.